Cutlass, Amazed, Caleb Rodin, not to be confused with Rodent or Rodan. Those are different people. Jamie Grace, too, before that. Good morning. It's 7:04. You can always check out online our playlist, see if I'm pronouncing things correctly at WJTL.com.
Mike Rowe and Derry Doherty. I know that's the correct pronunciation.
Yeah, speaking of rodents.
Yeah. They're gonna...
oh. Well, it's Mike Rowe.
I know. True.
Anyway.
And it's not the Mike Rowe from television.
No, no, not that
dirty jobs guy.
No.
Who does the four commercials.
Although, I think Mike Rowe could do a lot of those dirty jobs.
Oh, he could.
Yeah.
There'd be a little sarcasm though,
in
the mix. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Well, those guys are actually going to be very close to my house on Wednesday night. I can actually walk to this show. Emmaus Rowe Cafe, Lancaster, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Hear brand new music from their latest collaboration, Kerosene Halo. Advanced tickets available until 4 o'clock today at CMILive.com, but of course tickets will be available at the door.
And Bill Campbell of the Throws.
Yeah.
Being thrown in
as
well.
I actually found my little round tin. It was a special Throws release. It featured, I think, maybe three projects. I forget. I'll have to bring it in.
Yeah.
The 77s put one out that year, too. But it's
very
this
cool.
fun little collectible tin, and I'm going to bring it and
get it
autograph it.
Good morning. It's 7:05. Our special guest today from Tiny People Matter, Melissa Arts. She is the founder and the director. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning.
Wonderful having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. I'd love to say hi to my husband, Charlie. Hopefully he's able to listen this morning. And I have four kids. My oldest, Abby, is at work, and Jake is at Bible camp, so I know he's not able to listen. And then my twins, Hannah and Olivia. So hopefully everyone's listening.
Well, we'll put this up online so your kids can all check it out later.
Yeah. Wonderful. There we go. Okay, everybody's going to listen now.
Here was mom on the radio. Listen. Now you have
over and over again.
Yeah. You have a funny story about spiders. You want
to share with us. I do. You know, I can be rough and tough. I grew up on a farm. My first job was milking cows. But one thing I hate is spiders. And so when everybody found out that I was going to places like India and Africa, they're like, okay, you know, they probably have really big spiders there. And I thought, you know what? I'm stepping out. God wants me to go. So don't you know the very, very first place we stay, it's in actually a doctor and his wife's home. And I'm thinking, oh, great, you know. Well, I get there, and there are these larger-than-Texas spiders everywhere. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. And I asked them, I said, you know what? What's with the spiders? And they're like, well, don't kill them. You know, we just sort of name them. And I'm like, you name them? They're like, well, they eat the mosquitoes. And I'm like, okay, I'd rather have mosquitoes. You know, the malaria is a problem, but spiders, really? So, yeah, that
until
was a challenge.
Until you saw how big the mosquitoes were.
Yeah, so there I am in the African heat, you know, with covers up to my nose because I don't want spiders touching me. But I got used to it, you know. It is what it is.
Oh, that's funny. Great story. Coming up, we're going to talk to Melissa. We'll find out about Tiny People Matter and how you can be involved. Also, music on the way from Matthew West. And I still have that Small Town Poet song on the way, too.